Him this morning. Forget about yourself. Why don't you worship? Why don't you worship? Hey, 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 hey. Do you feel him this morning? Lord, amen, hallelujah, praise his name. You may be seated in his presence. Don't sing about it if you don't mean it. Don't sing about it if you don't know anything about it. In other words, don't play with it. Amen. Young folks say stuff like, or they used to. I know it's passing a little bit. I ain't trying to act as if I'm all let down with what's going on. They used to say not too long ago, you don't want no smoke. They said something like that. My retort is, I want all the smoke. Yeah, all the smoke of the Holy Spirit to come and invade this place. I want the smoke. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing grace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, I want the smoke. Smoke of the Holy Spirit. Ascending to God. Amen. Woo! Got a kind of ignore foolishness device on this morning. In other words, I can't let flesh preclude or prohibit the Spirit of the living God. Yeah, from going forth. My God, I sense the presence of God up in this place. As well get used to it, because he's tabernacling here. Praise his holy name. Just listening to my brother pray today. He didn't pray a normal, perfunctory, cursory, just go through the motion prayer. But he let the Lord pray through him. Praise God. Praise his holy name. We have to decide, do we want God or do we just want religion? Do we want the Lord or do we just want to feel good? Do we want the Lord or do we just want to fulfill our civic responsibility? Yeah, and that's called religion. Praise God. But I desire the Lord this morning. Praise his holy name. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want to move, but I'm still experiencing something in my spirit. Hallelujah. God, help me, Jesus. Ah, Lord, I'm a mover. They say, weeping me. Do it for a night. Yeah, 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 yeah. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Joy comes in the morning. It comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But joy, it came this morning. I wrestled all night. Come on, somebody. But joy came. It came this morning. Lord, all right, Colin, I'm going to stop you because as long as you play, I can worship. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Just get the man of God a minstrel. Get him somebody that will play. And he'll start prophesying. He'll start preaching. He'll start worshiping. Matter of fact, the Bible says even when Saul had an evil spirit, they called for David. Say he's a gifted musician. He's a gift. And get that gifted musician. David just started playing the harp, and that evil spirit departed from Saul. Oh my God, when you know what you're playing about and to whom you're playing, God can do some stuff. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As my wife said, she needs to go on and sit down because she would have gotten started. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. But is there anybody here who would say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, everything he's done for me, my soul, then it cries out. Woo, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. I'm just happy about the Lord today. My God. Amen. I'm going to give honor to Jesus. All right, don't mess with me because I'll worship about 45 more minutes up in here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because ultimately it's about him. Lord, we worship you. Come on now. That's why I believe he chose and anointed David. He knew David would worship him as if he didn't have any sins. Yeah, he would worship. He wouldn't forget where he came from or from whence he came. was a king. But God made him what he was, and he didn't forget it. Amen. My God. The only reason we have those degrees is because God allowed us to matriculate. Yeah, I feel all right this morning. Don't forget where we come from. And when we think about it, we'll give God, yeah, all the glory, honor, and praise. All right, that's my introduction. Don't hold it against me this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ha-ba-ba-ba-she. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I feel him already in the air. And we just have to allow him to have his way. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can anybody just say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I'm here today. I thank you that you brought me through what you brought me through. I thank you, Lord, for food on my table and clothes on my back and enough gas to make it to the house of worship today. I thank you this morning. Yeah. Yeah. God, I feel all right. As the brother says, some didn't make it, couldn't make it, lying in a grave this morning. The bodies are at least. And you're here by his mercy and his grace. Woo. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. I know some have to get used to it, but we have to allow him to have his way. Amen. Praise God. Are we going to move and try to share with you what the Lord has given us for today as much as he would have us to share? Amen. Praise God. And we give honor to God this morning and the pastors all and officers, members, and friends. Amen. Praise God. Hopefully the thunder on the outside will match the intensity on the inside. Praise God. We were talking yesterday at intercessory prayer. We were talking about how the place was shaking. God sent an earthquake and rocked the jail. Sister Sheila said that was the original jailhouse rock. So they don't have nothing on God because that was the first jailhouse rock. Amen. Mm. And after the rocking, everyone's bands were loose. Everyone was set free. God has a purpose and a plan to whatever he does, or for whatever he does. That's amen. Right. Right. Praise God. And so quickly, I'm going to read these verses, Mark 14, 3 through 6. This may be a first that I preach with a thunderstorm going on, but he still doeth all things well. Mark 14. Ah, God, help me, Holy Spirit. Whew, good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's not emotion, that's fire. Good God Almighty. Boy, brother prayed for fire. That's not. Jesus said, it's one coming after me. Oh, baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Good God Almighty. I feel the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Mark 14, 3 says, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ontment, of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She have wrought a good work on me. John 12 and verses 1 through 3. Amen. God help me, Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise his holy name. John 12. St. John. Hallelujah. Raining a little bit too. John 12, 1 through 3. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And finally, 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. Praise God. Says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. And the scripture we want to focus most on, our foundation scripture, if you will, was John 12 and 3, and I'll reread this one. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. I want to talk about fill the room. That's the subject today. Fill the room. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name for your will being done. Little of me and all of thee, I pray. Let your word fall on good ground and produce fruit in the lives of the listeners. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. A few weeks ago in this place, Sister Sheila did something a little different. She had the pastors walk around one time, but she asked that the congregants would pray in their heavenly language if they were so led. And they prayed unto God. And the presence of God filled the room. Last week from start to finish, we came in and the Spirit of God was in this place. And his presence filled the room from the time we came in on through the sermon. God, his presence, filled the room. Walked in on intercessory prayer on yesterday. And when I walked in here, I sensed his presence fill in the room. They were talking about joy, but the presence of God. They were praying concerning joy, but the presence of God, it permeated and inundated, it saturated the room. It filled. Hallelujah. It filled the room, and that ought to be our desire. To have God's presence. Fill the room, as I alluded to earlier. I want to smoke. Yeah, even if it comes with controversy, I want it. I want God's presence. Thank you, Jesus. Fill the room. Jesus may have been the most controversial figure ever to live. And if you follow him, you're going to encounter, if you will, some controversy. Yes. Some folk yes. aren't going yes. to like it, but I'd rather have Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen. Praise yes. his holy name. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's incumbent upon us to desire to have God's presence in our midst. He says, where two or three gather together in his name, or gather in his name, there he is in the midst. And his presence fills the room. But I want to disabuse some of you of a particular conception or misconception. In other words, I want to refute considerable or a constant idea as it relates to the room being filled. See, often we are looking for God to fill the room from the outside. God saying, I'm looking for you to fill the room from the inside. Yeah. Good God Almighty. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Yeah, we've got the spirit of the we have the spirit of the living God on the inside of us. And when it's released, when we allow it to come forth, yes. it will feel. We are waiting for a revival on the outside. God said revival starts. Y'all don't hear me. On the inside. And anybody say fill the room? My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so the onus is with or on us to fill the room. We don't have to wait for the choir. Thank God for the praise team. We don't have to wait for them. We don't have to wait for the preacher. I was glad when they said unto me, come let us go to the house of God. I came to worship, I came to praise, and my worship and my praise, when it comes from within, it too can fill the room. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we're so shut up and shut in, kind of like Jericho. Nothing gets out and nothing gets in. But when that exterior is broken, something on the inside shows up on the outside and it fills the room. Amen. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Say yeah if you understand what I'm talking about. Praise his holy name. Somebody sees it. Somebody sees. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Amen. That's why God's blessing often turns from start to finish. Amen. Because people come in here hungry. They come in here with a desire to worship and praise and let God use them. And God said that presence that I posit or deposited within you, I'm allowing it to come forth now and fill the room. Say, yeah, that's why the pastor comes in and sometimes gets on the altar. He wants God's presence to fill them. Any way you bless me, God, I'll be satisfied as long as I know it's you. Your song might fill the room. Your prayer might fill the room. Your wave of your hand might fill the room, but let it fill the room. Tell you what won't feel it. Your flesh. God help me, somebody. Your sophistication and articulation and elucidation and all of that foolishness might make you feel good about yourself, but it won't feel. Hallelujah. So we see in the account here that God uses Mary to fill the room. Now, the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all speak to Mary. And then even, well, John, he also speaks to the woman. Now, they all don't agree necessarily that Mary was the woman in all of the anointings. Some say Luke was a little different because they feel it happened earlier. And I can concur with that. Talked to my friend Dr. Till about it. He has his PhD in theology. He was kind of ambivalent as well as to what it meant. But I can agree with that, but not for the reasons they use. Because they said a woman in Luke that anointed Jesus couldn't have been Mary because she had a past. I can't believe that would disqualify her from being the Mary that they praise in John 12. Because we all, yeah. God help me, Holy Ghost, have a past. And the pastor alluded to it last week. He talked about the robes, even when they were spotted in the book of Revelation, that Jesus could wash them whiter than snow. And I thought about how, I don't know, I'm not from necessarily the county my parents were, and we went down there every weekend or every other weekend. So I might be city country, I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they had on the back porch, before everybody had a washer and dryer, they had an old washing board or scrubbing board. Nobody know about that if you ain't older than 50. But can anybody remember that old scrubbing board? You take your clothes and somehow put them on that thing and scrub them. And then you have an old antiquated thing called a clothesline. Couldn't afford to go to a washing mat sometime, a laundromat they call it, and so you hung the clothes on the line. Some folk might still do that. Amen. But the thing I thought about when I saw that, and I thought about Mary and how God, if she had been a sinner, a rank sinner, if you will, a prodigious sinner, God's power, his blood, has the power to scrub. Like that scrubbing board, that white, he can scrub. He scrubs all the sin out. Yeah. They used to say something like Tide. That was a commercial. It gets the dirt out. But the blood, it gets the sin out. He'll scrub you till you're whiter than snow. So Mary may not have been in Luke, but her past wouldn't have disqualified her. Matter of fact, it would have made her more desirous to worship God. Because whom is forgiven much, they love much. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I don't know, but is there anybody here this morning who has been forgiven of much? Because if you have, you don't have any problems worshiping and praising God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So the story or the account here takes place in Bethany. There is little discrepancies in Mark and John, but most theologians believe it's the same account looked at from a different perspective. Oh, but here in this particular account, it takes place in Bethany. Now, Bethany, they say about 2 miles southeast of Jerusalem. And Bethany means house of figs and house of affliction. And I thought that was somewhat paradoxical. That was a paradox. How can it be house of figs and house of affliction? Because house of figs meant blessing. So it meant house of blessing and house of affliction. But God reminded me, sometimes you got to go through your house of affliction before you can get to your, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Before you can get to your house of blessing, sometimes you got to endure that house of affliction. Well, matter of fact, anytime, for those of you who may not know that, anytime you see Beth, if you will, as a prefix, it means house. Bethlehem, house of bread. Bethel, house of God. Anytime Beth precedes the rest of the word, it means house in the Bible. So we hear Bethany, hallelujah, and they're saying, it's Simon, yeah, the leper's house in Mark, it says. There's a whole lot of conversation with regard to this as well, because the Jews couldn't go around lepers. Yeah, if they were still actively leprous. So that tells me that God had healed Simon. God, help me, Lord. Of what was perceived to be an incurable disease. And Simon, was in the house. Wonder, has God done something for you that folks said couldn't be done? Has God delivered you from something that they said you couldn't be delivered from? Can God heal you when the doctors walked away from you? Kind of like Simon, an incurable disease. But then came God in his life. That's why some of us shout the way we shout. And dance the way we dance, because God has done something for us that they said couldn't be done. Before I talk about the aroma that fills the room, though, I'm going to keep on talking about the individuals that fill the room. Because sometimes the glory will go up because of the cast that fills the room. You got some folk sometimes in the room that's been through heaven and high water, but they're still here. Kind of remind me of John when he saw that number that no man could number, but their robes had been washed whiter than snow. Get back to what Pastor was talking about last week. Yeah, but then the angel asked John, said, he didn't even say, who are these? The angel said, what are these? because they don't look normal. And John said, you know it. And the angel said, these are they that come through great trial and tribulation. These are they who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And see, some folk here, because they come through great trial and tribulation, they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you don't know what they've been through, but that's why they are rejoicing this morning, because God didn't bring them through ordinary tribulation. They've gone through great tribulation. I mean, you had to wait. Sometimes you go to bed crying. That's tribulation, Pastor. But when you wake up in the morning and you're already crying, that's great tribulation. Oh, tribulation is when you have a little trouble walking. But great tribulation is when you got to crawl, but you say, I'm still going to make it. And by the grace of God, you're still here today. God brought you from a mighty long way. And some of those folk today, they feel the room. Anybody here been delivered from marijuana? You feel the room. Anybody here been delivered from crack cocaine? You feel the room. Anybody here been delivered from just snorting coke? You in the room, and the glory of God fills the room. Anybody here been delivered from hard bondage, but God brought you out? Then your glory ought to fill. Sometimes the glory can't fill the room because you ain't been through enough yet. Yeah. Yeah. But when you've gone through and didn't know how you were going to come out, but you came out unscathed, not even smelling like smoke, been through the fire, been through the flood, but God brought you out. Yeah, your glory, it fills the room. You don't want to say hallelujah, but a hallelujah slips out anyway. You don't want to clap your hands, but your hands just pull each other together. Oh, you don't want to shout, but there's a shout in your soul. And if you hold it here, when you get to food line, on the grocery aisle, on the bread aisle, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He come out of the issue. Hallelujah. Maggie Ingram used to say, she said she'd stick her head in the closet. Sometimes when it came on her at work, she just stick her head in the closet and shout hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So that was a motley crew, if you will. No connection to the band. That fill the room. A diverse group of folk, odd folk, that fill the room as well. And Simon was one of them who had been a leper. Now some try to say, and I'm not going to take much longer, but some try to say, well, that was misinterpreted. Probably wasn't a leper, he was Simon the Potter. You know, trying to fix it. And that's just like religious folk. Don't want to give God the glory for what he's done. No, they weren't selling candy. They were selling drugs. But God delivered them. And that makes the testimony that much greater. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can deliver a Girl Scout. But he also can deliver a kingpin. That's what I like about God. Yeah. Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Because he's the King of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm about, yeah, God. Yeah, I want the smoke this morning. I'm going to say it again. God wants it. Bring it on. He's able. Praise God. My God. To do what no other power can do. Now, I hobbled all week long. But I said I was hobbled. Or I should say I was hobbled. But I want to tell you something. I have enough faith in God to say, if you want me up there, walking a little bit, by your mercy and grace, I'm going to keep going and trust you to bring it to pass. He's able. And so I said, devil, whatever you bring. A matter of fact, oh, y'all don't like me today. Is that all you got? My God, help me somebody. You better talk to him like that sometime. I gotta move. Is that all you have? Come on now. Amen. Goliath, is that all you got in mouth? My God. I thought about this thing. David said, you know, we kind of gloss over it. But what enabled David, in addition to God, to kill Goliath? David said, a bear came on me, and I killed a bear. A lion came my way, and I killed a lion. Now, anybody seen a bear wrestle with folk? That's almost as admirable to me as him killing Goliath. Because a bear is not an easy foe to overcome. And then the lion, they say he's the king of the jungle. But he met the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the little boy David. Or the teenager David. So there's a motley crew, Simon the leper's here. And then it says Martha, that filled the room. Martha's there and she's just serving the Lord. Sometimes that's all we need to do is make sure we're serving the Lord. But Martha's in the house. She just serving the Lord. She here, she was there every time the doors open. She was serving the Lord. Didn't need a lot of fame or fortune. She just serving the Lord. Martha filled the house. And wonder this morning, is there anybody here to just serve in the Lord? You don't have to get a lot of accolades. You just have a mind that you're going to serve him. Amen. Praise his holy name. Whether they call you up front or not, you just serve in the Lord because you promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm just going to serve the Lord. Amen. 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 Whether they put my name on a certificate or not, I'm just serving the Lord. I'm going to call in on the prayer line and not even say anything. I'm just serving. I'm going to go visit folk, but I ain't going to let everybody know it because I'm just serving the Lord. I'm going to give folk food out my own house, but I ain't going to make no big deal about it because I'm just serving the Lord. Amen. Pastor Linda talked about being humble. And are you just going to serve him with humility? That's what Martha was doing on this occasion. Martha filled, say yeah, the room. God, help me, Holy Ghost. But then there was Lazarus in the room, and he too helped fill the room. Now, Lazarus was dead. Y'all know that. Lord, help me somebody. Can you think about a dead man that's sitting at the table? My God. I mean, you saw him entombed. You know he was dead. In the grave 4 days. And this same man, few days later, seated at the table, and he was one of the individuals who filled the room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. As Sister Sheila said, they said by now he's stinking. His body has started to decay. But somehow God called Lazarus back. And I wonder, is there anybody here that had been written off? But God, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. He called you back. Yeah. Folk had written you off. But he called you back. They had said by now there's no need to go mess with him. Started to disintegrate. But God will, on occasion, call you back. Yeah. Sister Loretta, I don't know if she's here. She's not here today, but God called her back. I know a few folk who have coded. They walked away, the doctors did, and thought it was over. But God called them back. And some of you would be dead and lying in your graves if God hadn't called you back. Aren't you glad that he can pick you up? My God, here, yeah. Even when it feels as if you in a grave, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. But God, he called me back. I'm so glad that they thought it was over. But he called me back. I'm so glad that they wagged their heads at me. But God, he called me back. I'm so glad that they stood over me and wept over me and said there's no hope for me. But aren't you glad that Jesus, thank God, help me, Holy Ghost. He called you back. Say yeah if you know what I'm talking about this morning. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. They just had my sister-in-law rush again to the hospital and said, well, they needed to do a second surgery, something with the colon. But the Thursday morning team went to praying. And by the time my wife got home, or a little later, she called her back. Because God had called her back and said, ain't no need for a surgery. Everything's all right. Won't it call? My God, help me, Holy Ghost. She called out to thee. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the only reason some of us still here, we should be dead. We should be distanced from God. But he called us back. Called us out of the grave. Praise his holy name. We may not have smelt that good, but it didn't matter. He still called us back. I mean, you smelt like cigarette. You smelt like smoke. You smelt like dope. No telling what else you smelt like. But God, he still called you back out of the darkness. He says he called us out of the darkness into his marvelous. He called me out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I'm so glad that God just doesn't call it ordinary light, but it's marvelous light. That's why this little light, I'm about finished, of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. and let it shine. Y'all can act normal if you want to, but Lazarus was sitting at the table. That would mess up my mind. I go to somebody's house and a dead man's walking. A dead man's at the table. I might not say anything, but I'd be kind of in awe. You know, just walking on eggs. What in the world? Because God has done a great thing. Yeah, this is the Lord's doing. I say this is the Lord's doing. You would have to say that. This is the Lord's doing. That's it, Pastor. And it's marvelous in eyes. Praise his holy name. So Lazarus was one of them. But as I hasten to close, I want you to understand something. Even when God, through Jesus, called him out the grave. Hey, he still, like some of us, was still down. I would have been impressed either way to see Lazarus at the table. But it was nice that he had to sit at the table, bam. Wonder how many folk, y'all know here be, at the table, in the house of God, in the room, bam. You delivered out of the grave, but you, oh, help me preach. That's right. You, bam, praise God. You, he done called you out, but you're still kind of hopping a little bit because your feet bare. You still can't do everything with your hands because your hands are bound. Matter of fact, you can't do much with your head because your mind is bound. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Out the house. I mean, out the grave. In the house, but still tied up. Great God of mine. Praise God. Say yeah if you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise his holy name. But I'm so glad that the Lord won't leave us. Bam. Lazarus was in the house, but he wasn't bound when he came to the house or in the room. Because Jesus said, wait a minute. He's out the grave. I don't know how he got out there. God called him in some kind of way, still bound. God had raised him to come out the tomb. I like it when you help me preach. Thank you. Amen. Because you're with me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm still saved, but I'm bound, you know. Some folk would say, I'm in the room, but I can't do everything I want to do. Came out the grave. And historians say this. They may not have mummified. They don't know the bodies when they put them in the grave during that time. We think they might have, but we don't know. But the one thing we do know is what the scripture said. His head was bound because there was a napkin, and that went under his forehead, over his forehead. So his head was bound. And his hands were bound, that says. His hands were wrapped up, and his feet were bound. What did he say? But Jesus said, loose it. Ha! God help me. Shh, I got it. Shh. Shh. Glad he out the grave. But I ain't just satisfied with that. Loose him and let him go. Come here, Avante. Praise his holy name. And then I'm finished in a minute.